What's up? It's Vince, Atomic Radio Hour. I want to talk about something today. We've been getting these memes about GTA 6 and where it is in the timeline, the pantheon that is this generation of consoles, this generation of video games, pretty much since like 2015, 2016. I had a conversation with someone today saying how when I was a kid, I remember having GTA 3, Vice City, and San Andreas all at the same time, and then all of a sudden we got GTA 4. And then after GTA 4, we got the DLCs, and then we got GTA 5 in 2013. And intermittently between all of that, Rockstar was giving us other stuff. We got Bully, we got Red Dead Redemption 1, and now we get the final word that November 19th of this year, of 2026, we're going to be getting Grand Theft Auto 6, but it's not physical. And there's two different versions of it that are coming out. I understand we're going towards the direction of no longer having physical discs. That's the main crux of what I want to talk about today. We're getting away from physical media. And to me, that's bothersome. If you want to talk about it from just that standpoint, Rockstar has stated there will be physical discs coming in about a month after release. So they're going to do November 19th, and then sometime in December, physical discs are coming out. For someone like myself, that means I'm waiting until December to pick up Grand Theft Auto 6. I will not be buying it day one. They've said they're doing it because they're afraid to have leaks and all of the game get ruined. But we're not getting a disc right away. But we will be getting a disc at some point in time. So they're going to give us two different versions. And I have what Rockstar put out. I want to read their statement. This is on rockstargames.com. And just from skimming through this, this makes me believe that this article might have been written with AI the way it uses bullet points. That's a conversation for a completely different day. Companies using AI to write official press releases. What is included in the Ultimate Edition of Grand Theft Auto 6? Grand Theft Auto 6 Ultimate Edition contains the following. Grand Theft Auto 6. The Grand Theft Auto 6 Ultimate Edition upgrade, which gives you a 1995 Garotti Cheetah, Hawk and Little Morgan revolvers, personalized weapon variants, Vice City styles, Jason's safe house vehicles, Granado retro build, Rideout custom mod shop, Sarah's unisex salon, Shih Tzu Squalo, Stock 305 clothing store, a 67 Vapid Dominator buggy and garage, Electric Fang tattoo parlor, One-Eyed Willie's mod shop, Good Time Gear, PPT Youngins with a dollar sign compound, and a classic car collection. So we're not getting anything physical. We're not getting anything that's an incentive to buy. Not a poster, you know, not a hat. GTA 4's collector's edition is a collector's edition I wish I would have got because it's my favorite Grand Theft Auto, but also because it came with a lockbox and a duffel bag like the mission for Leaf Clover in Grand Theft Auto 4. You had a piece of the game, more or less. It came with an art book. Like, at least give me an art book for $100. At least give me an art book. You know, it doesn't have to be 72 pages. Give me a 25-page art book. You got an art book, you got the safety deposit box, you got the duffel bag, and a couple other things came with it. GTA 5's, which I, as much as I don't like GTA 5, I remember GTA 5's collector's edition because it had a Los Santos New Era hat, like the one Eazy-E wears that says Compton, or Ryder wore that said Los Santos in San Andreas. You had a hat just like that. That was a physical thing that you got. That, for me, was enough. And also, you could have Franklin in one of the versions of the game wear that hat, I remember. So this is saying that the deluxe edition we're getting is giving me a car, which is fine, certain guns I don't need, personalized weapon styles, Vice City styles. I'm imagining I'm gonna be getting Tommy Vercetti's shirt. I'm gonna be getting a bunch of shit I don't care about, honestly. Whenever I get DLC clothing for a character in a game when I pre-order it, I know I'm getting something that I'm gonna wear for the first hour of me playing before I find something else. Lego Batman Legacy of the Dark Knight came out a few months ago, and I bought that because it gave me the deluxe edition because it gave me access to the game a week or 5 days early. It came out, instead of waiting till Friday to get the game, I played it on a Monday. That at least gave me some incentive. That would have been incentive enough for this, but I'm getting all stuff that is just in game. And then at the end, what scares me is the last few spots, the last few bullet points on here. The Electric Fang Tattoo Parlor, One-Eyed Willie's Mod Shop, Good Time Gear, the Rideout Custom Mod Shop, the Unisex Salon. So, these things that are in there, are you telling me that I don't get to access stores to spend fake currency unless I have my real currency? Unless I take my real money and spend it on a game, I can't use my fake money from in the game on the game. Nobody else sees how that's kind of backwards. Also, there is a pre-order bonus. A pre-order bonus of a 55 Vapid Strainer sedan and garage, outfits and hairstyles, exclusive weapon patterns, and 1 month of GTA Plus. And this is just kind of a side note. From what I understand, if you get that month of GTA Plus, the way they have their business model set up, and I don't know this for sure, this is what someone told me at work, the way they have it set up is that if your credit card is on file, when the GTA Plus goes out, it just charges you again. So you pre-ordered to be charged extra, even if you bought the base game. And I was a firm believer that this game was not going to ship with online. GTA 5 didn't ship with online, and then when it finally came out, it was miserable. It was in a miserable state. You could barely get in. The servers were overrun. You couldn't do anything. The only thing you could do was like go to the one clothing store, and that was it. And there might have been a handful of missions, but you really weren't doing much. And all this to be said for the next part of what I really want to talk about, and that's the death of physical media. I am a collector of physical media. I love physical goods. I love my DVDs, my Blu-rays, my video games, my comic books, my toys. I love all of this stuff. I want more of this stuff. I like that I have something, and even if I get a book that I don't like, I can still give that to somebody. But if I buy a game that I don't like, I can't get rid of it. I can't give it to a friend who might like it. I can't trade it to somebody who might like it. I'm stuck with it. There's no return policy. Unless I haven't played the game for 2 hours, or if I never opened it, some places are different. I'm stuck with what I have. And PlayStation announced recently that they're no longer going to be making discs for the PlayStation, for PlayStation video games, for PlayStation 5, starting January of 2028, which also means 2028, 2029, I'm expecting to see PlayStation 6. And if we see PlayStation 6, it's not gonna have a disc drive. And I wouldn't be surprised. It's a $1,000 console or like a $900 console. And for another $150, you can get a disc add-on so you can watch your Blu-rays, you can watch your DVDs, and you can play probably only PlayStation 5 games. I would not be surprised if it's PlayStation 4 games. Again, this is speculation. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. This is just the way I see things going. So this is from blog.playstation.com saying, posted on July 1st of 2026, physical disc production ending in January of 28 for new games releasing on PlayStation consoles. As consumer preferences and the broader entertainment industry continues to shift away from physical discs to digital, physical game disc production for all new game releases on PlayStation consoles will be discontinued starting January 28th. Following this date, new games will be available on PlayStation Store and at retailers in digital formats only. The transition has no impact on games and has already realized or will be releasing prior to January 2028 in disc format. This natural direction of Sony Interactive Entertainment, this is a natural decision for Sony Interactive Entertainment to adapt to consumer trends as the general preferences for digital media significantly outpaces physical discs. This transition will enable us to align more closely with how much of our community prefers to access and play games today. We'll continue to prioritize our resources to drive innovation in how players can access games and provide choice as to where players prefer to purchase new games, whether that is at retailers or in the PlayStation Store. We remain committed to delivering a world-class gaming experience to our fans, and we thank you for your continued support. Now I don't own anything. Now I will never own a PlayStation game ever again. I will own a license that can be taken away and most likely will be taken away. Another point that I forgot to make when I first recorded this video is that when I bought my Series X, I went to go download Grand Theft Auto San Andreas because it was probably the first game that I ever downloaded off of the Xbox Marketplace for the 360. When I went to go download it, it showed me that the game was on the Marketplace, but it was no longer available because you can't download it. They want you to go buy the definitive edition that comes with Grand Theft Auto 3, Grand Theft Auto Vice City, and Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. But I had already bought a copy of San Andreas back in the day, and now I have no access to it. So they've taken away the access. I paid my money to play my game, and then it was taken away from me so I could go rebuy another game down the line. And PlayStation, from what I understand, has taken away the availability to watch some movies on PlayStation consoles. Right before they make this announcement that you're no longer going to be able to buy discs, they've taken away about 500 licenses for movies. So if you bought those movies, you could no longer watch them ever again. So if you paid for the license, if you paid to be able to access that content, you cannot. In my opinion, that sounds like stealing. That sounds like theft.
If you're going to go completely digital, which I don't think is going to be something that's going to last for much longer, I think we got like another 10 years. Middle schoolers are buying flip phones. I've been seeing people walking around with iPods. We're going to get back to Discmen, Walkmen. I have a feeling we're going to get back to a point of physical media, people owning things, people owning books. A study was done when ebooks were first invented, and apparently you do not get the same retention and the same fulfillment and the same joy out of reading a book digitally versus having a book in front of you. And I think we're going to slowly hit a point. I've been saying this for years. It's going to be some hipster city, be it Portland or Brooklyn or Pueblo, Colorado. It's going to be something where you're going to see a blockbuster, a mockbuster, if you will, show up. And you're going to see a place that is renting DVDs and probably even DVD players. A big reason why I've bought consoles is because I wanted a DVD player. I wanted a Blu-ray player. I want to own, if I interact with a piece of media and truly enjoy it, I want it. I want to be able to hold it. I'm tired of having to turn on Netflix and turn on HBO and turn on Hulu and turn on Tubi and turn on Pluto and turn on Peacock, and I'm paying $15 a month for all of them so I can maybe watch something, but I spent 45 minutes looking for something and decided it wasn't worth it, went on YouTube, put on a stream, and just fell asleep. Now, that being said, I don't personally subscribe to any subscriptions. I don't think they're necessary. I'm not dying to watch anything. I don't even have YouTube Premium, which I think is one of the biggest scams. And I don't ethically agree with any music streaming company, so I don't pay for music streaming services. I want to wrap this back around to Grand Theft Auto. Let me just get to this point first. I do not think Grand Theft Auto 6 will be a good game. And this is not me being a contrarian. This is not me being difficult for the sake of being difficult. This is not me fighting for the sake of fighting because it sounds fun. I may have come off a tad negative this video, but I've tried to give you my honest opinion and not just everything sucks, everything sucks, everything sucks. I do not think Grand Theft Auto 6 will be a good game. Genuinely. I think Grand Theft Auto 6 will be a very by-the-numbers game. I think it'll be a very nothing burger of a game. I think it'll be an open world sandbox in which I can interact with certain NPCs and parts of the universe, and I will be told a semi-cohesive story throughout my 30, 40, 50, 60 hours that I play the story mode. Whether it's me doing side missions, me playing the game, me just causing mayhem for the sake of mayhem. I am gonna buy it because I am a fan of the series, but Dan Houser left the company shortly after Red Dead Redemption 2. And as a kid, I played San Andreas because I got to drive around and shoot people. And then as I got older, I realized that these games all had stories and that they were rather well-written stories, especially Grand Theft Auto 4. Niko Bellic might be one of the best protagonists in a video game ever. Full stop. Dan Houser left, and the people that are writing this new game went out and said, hey, we're not going to be targeting certain groups. We're making a concerted effort to not attack these groups. Groups that have never been attacked directly as the butt of the joke. There might have been a joke about a certain group of people in the game because they're mocking what is contemporary American society, but I have never thought that they have gone after a certain group of people because they hated them. They might have gone after a certain group of people to say, hey, we see these stereotypes and we see this, but then there's always another joke right around the corner to undercut the person who is belittling the person that they are making fun of. So you've already entered in writing, especially in comedy, which I would argue that Grand Theft Auto teeters on a comedy because it is a parody of American society. I would say that it walks that razor's edge of comedy. In comedy, there should be no golden calf. There should be nothing that is so special and so sacrosanct that we cannot joke about it. And to already say we are not going to be joking about something that I don't think anybody thought was gonna make jokes about. I expected a one-off here, a one-off there, or maybe I have to actually dig for it. That is an immediate worry for me. Also, imagine if your favorite book just got continued because the writer didn't want to do it anymore, wanted to walk away from the series. Imagine if what's big, Dungeon Crawler Carl is really big now. Imagine if Dungeon Crawler Carl, the guy who's writing that, just eventually was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And Frank Milhouse over here just shows up and starts writing the next book. I don't care how well he can capture that tone, he's not writing it. You can tell that he's not writing it. And again, I'm gonna play this game. I'm gonna play it. It's not like I'm not going to play the game. It's not like I'm not gonna probably have a decent time with it. I just think the people who are most excited for this game, and hey, maybe this is hyperbole. Maybe this is me projecting. Maybe this is me, you know, having no clue what I'm talking about. But I think the people that are most excited for this game are people that played Grand Theft Auto 5 and didn't do much of the back stuff. Didn't do much of the stuff before that. And that's not a bad thing. Like, I'm not saying, like, you have to play every single game to enjoy a series. I love Fallout. I have not beaten Fallout 1 and 2. I've played them, but I have not beaten them. And I'm not saying you have to go back and play them and love them and you have to appreciate it for what it is. No. I think having a passive interest, maybe watching a couple YouTube videos, maybe understanding the story from those YouTube videos, I think that's enough. People are busy. I think there's a big difference between being a fan of something and going back and like reading wikis and finding something out and just being a tourist and just saying like, oh, I'm a big fan. Are you? You're a big fan. You're a huge fan. You're a super fan. But you've only played one of the games. See where my differences come in? I think the game is going to make $1 billion. It's going to set the standard for what video games become. And I just think it's going to be a very mediocre experience. Again, I don't think it's bad. I think it's neat that there's male strip clubs and female strip clubs. There's going to be a pride parade that's going to pass through a part of what is supposed to be either Orlando or Miami. I think all of that's really, really neat. I like that it's going to parody what modern day America is. The Grand Theft Auto games have weirdly become these time capsules, starting with GTA 4, have become these time capsules of what America looked like during that decade. That's how, when I go back and play GTA 4, that's what Manhattan looks like in my mind when I was a kid, who would go to post 9/11 Manhattan. That's what that looks like in my head. Still to this day, I have very vivid memories of being in New York and it raining, and it'll rain while I'm playing GTA 4, and it feels like when I was a kid. I remember being there as a kid in probably 2010, 2009, and being like, this is exactly what Grand Theft Auto looks like. The way the internet is, the way the phones are, that game is a time capsule. And then you get GTA 5, and again, it's really not that long ago. It was released in 2013, so it's been 13 years. Give it another 10, and wait till you see how much that game feels like 2013 to you. In summation, what I'd like to say is that between everything I've read about Grand Theft Auto, between everything I've read about PlayStation and their discs, I'm in a spot where I am on the outside. I am not part of the collective. I'm hesitating to use the word minority here because it holds a different connotation in today's society, but I am on the outside of the popular opinion. I want my discs. I want my physical editions. I want all of this. And now PlayStation is saying we're no longer, not even the option to do both is there. We are no longer doing that. And I really think a PlayStation 6 is going to be coming out in 2018. I got my PlayStation 5 last year in November. I don't know if video games are for me at this point. And this is a sentiment that I've said a lot in the past, but I don't know if they're for me anymore. I don't have as much time to play them, and the only things that I'm ever really excited to play are either remakes, remasters, or something that I have a nostalgia for, which is all a topic that I'm not trying to get into right now. The games that I've played this year have been Lego Batman. I don't think I've really played much else other than Lego Batman this year. I think I played Spider-Man 2, and that game's mid. That game's like a 4.8 out of 10. I think a $1,000 console, a $1,200 console. At that point, get a computer. A computer is going to run you $400 more at what with the prices that they are now. $1,600, $1,700, but that's expensive. So is $1,200 for a PlayStation. I kind of feel like my time in the sun has ended when it comes to video games in a weird way. I will only be buying the next console depending on what Fallout is on. And I don't think we're going to be seeing Fallout until like 2035 at this point. I hope for the best. I really do. I really hope GTA is going to be a good game. I really hope that I will still find a love in these things. But right now, for me, I'm just kind of waiting to see what happens. The release of Grand Theft Auto 6 will usher in a new era of what video games are. And I think that's an undeniable fact. This is the most expensive game ever. And I'll get my disc. Oh, believe you me, I'll get my physical copy of it. But I think this is just the end of an era and the starting of a new one. And for most people, change is scary. But imagine what we'll know tomorrow. Hey everybody, hi, Vince here. I wanted to try something different. I said in the last video I've been wanting to try some stuff differently. On screen will be the Patreon names. Thank you for your support. Let me know what you thought of this. Maybe this is what I start doing. Maybe this like little short idea, these like rant type things are something that I could do. I kind of like this sitting down. I would like to do this with another person. I'd like to sit down and have a conversation with another person about like, hey, how do you feel about this? What do you feel about that? Something very natural. I feel like a lot of conversation is lost in just the day-to-day. We're all, you know, not to sound like the boomer in the room, but we're all looking at our phones. The TV's always on. There's always something to read. I like this. I had a fun time with this. Please let me know what you thought of this. I'd love some feedback. I love you. Thanks for sticking around. I'll be seeing you soon. Bye.
A Ghoulman Entertainment Production.